Okay, so this is the first episode of the podcast. My podcast partner cannot be here. He's busy. I told him I'd do it without him, but we'll get that. He'll be here next week. He'll be here next week on Monday. But let's get to it. Okay, let's talk about Money in the Bank, what happened. The Money in the Bank match, which had Jey Uso versus Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade versus Chad Gable versus LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre. Yeah, so the match starts with McIntyre just beating up everyone with a ladder. He grabs a ladder, tries to climb it, but Chad Gable is quick. He gets on the ladder, grabs Drew McIntyre's arm, and uses an armbar to hurt it even more, which is what I liked about it. But the thing is, right when he's doing the armbar, but Andrade, he hits him with a leg drop, bam! It just hurt him. That means all three of them call crushing down to the mat. Okay, so somewhere in the match, like in the middle or towards the end, it's about like 25 minutes in, Carmelo Hayes is going for, he's going for the Money in the Bank, but Andrade's there too, so. And then he placed the ladder way before, like a couple minutes before that. And then he hits a sunset power bomb on top of the ladder. They're both out for the rest of the match. I love that spot. One of my favorite spots in the entire Money in the Bank matches. It's always my favorite. I always love it. And somewhere, but LA Knight, he's climbing the ladder. And then, well, Chad Gable is grabbing him, like, I think the razor's edge. Like, some type of move. Then LA reverses it, hits him once or twice. Then does a German suplex, throws him over the top. LA Knight hits the ladder. Man, he's out for the match. So Chad Gable is on top. He's on top of the. So climbs the ladder. He has hands on the briefcase, trying to take it out. And then Uso takes the ladder, and then from 15 foot he drops. Bam. Looked like it hurt so much, but then right when he drops, Jason hits him with the spear. It's his time. It's his time to shine as one of the favorite. One of his favorites. Then Drew McIntyre comes in the ring, grabs the ladder, hits him with it. Then hits him with the claymore. It's Drew McIntyre. Grabs the briefcase. There, he's the winner. There, that's it. He's the winner. Money in the Bank. I certainly loved the match. It was, it was one of the matches that I think it was the first match because it had to be shortened. It seemed shorter than usual. It seemed way shorter than usual. Okay, now let's move on to Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker. This is a match where I was 50-50 on. I liked it. Kind of didn't like it. First of all, because Braun Breaker, he feel like he didn't feel like that much powerful, like a big guy. Big guy supposed to be strong, but no. And then Sami Zayn, he outsmarted Braun Breaker nearly every match. Then I liked it because Braun Breaker's strength, impressive guy. He takes Sami Zayn out of the ring. And then he starts running. This is minutes in, 15 minutes in the match. Runs, goes for the spear. He does. Then the same thing almost happened on Raw, where he gets hit. He gets hit with it. And then, but he stops himself from hitting the steel steps. Hits Sami Zayn, puts him back in the ring. And then he goes for the gorilla press power slam. And then he goes for power slam. Well, first off, Breaker countered the first Luva kick. Then he went for the gorilla press power slam. Then he goes for the spear. Sami Zayn blocks it. And he manages to put him in the corner. Goes for the Huluva kick. 1, 2, 3. Sami Zayn retains. I feel like it could be like 2 Huluva kicks. Then, because I feel like Braun Breaker could have kicked out of it, but I feel like Braun Breaker should have won this match. I liked it a lot. A lot. So, let's get on to Damian Priest versus Seth Rollins. This match was, I liked it a lot too. Like, this match was one of my favorites of the night. They kept hitting each other. It just felt like a banger. Seeing Seth Rollins back in action was one of the best things. I liked his new type of gear, but later in the match, Drew McIntyre, there was this bot where Drew McIntyre's music was supposed to hit, but it just looked like Drew McIntyre did a kick out and looked like he lost, but the referee had to stop it because the production, it looked like that they were supposed to play Drew McIntyre's music, which was cool, but I don't know. It was really cool, but they were just late on that. And Drew McIntyre cashes in his Money in the Bank and makes it a triple threat. And then he takes out both guys. And then right when he's about to do the Claymore, right there, someone comes out, attacks Drew McIntyre. But you know, Chicago's own CM Punk. And he pulls him out of the ring, hits him a steel chair. Then he grabs the world title. CM Punk grabs it, hits Drew McIntyre. Then Priest, he grabs Drew McIntyre. South of Heaven. Yeah, he hits him in the South of Heaven. Further win, 1, 2, 3. Damian Priest retains. But after the match, Seth Rollins was angry at him. Because I would be too if I was one of the wrestlers. I'd be too. He's angry at CM Punk. I definitely like this match. It was definitely, yeah, but I feel like the Money in the Bank was more of a waste giving it to Drew McIntyre. Just for a storyline, which is it was at its peak, but it's whatever. Let's get into the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I personally love this match. I think it was better than the men's. The opponents were Io Sky versus Chelsea Green versus Lyra Valkyrie versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi versus Zoe Stark. There was a lot of extreme moments. definitely some of the match, Chelsea Green and Tiffany Stratton were doing an alliance against Naomi. Chelsea Green, she hits her finisher on top of Naomi, on top of a ladder, which kind of takes Naomi for the full of the match. And then towards the end of the match, Chelsea Green, she literally had unhooked it. And then before that, Chelsea and Tiffany Stratton had put two tables right there, which I thought Naomi was gonna get put through, but then Tiffany Stratton gets on top, gets on the ladder, where Chelsea Green is on another ladder. Tiffany Stratton moves it. Boom! Chelsea can go through the ladder. Tiffany Stratton wins the Money in the Bank briefcase. This is probably one of my favorite. Probably, I when I was watching this live, I screamed so loud because Tiffany Stratton is one of my favorite wrestlers. She's one of the best. She's great. Okay, so during this, so before that, John Cena, oh well, Trish Stratus, the host of it, or yeah, the host of the Money in the Bank, she comes out, and she announces John Cena the 16-time world champion, and love it, love it. And then his and this. And his shirt says, "The last time is now." And I'm like, it scared me because John Cena is one of my favorite and one of the best. So comes out and says he's retiring. He says 2025 December will be his last time wrestling, which it literally was about to have a mental breakdown on the spot. On the spot right there. It literally scared me, to be honest. Scared the shit out of me. I could not handle it, but he said WrestleMania 41 will be his last WrestleMania. He'll be competing at Elimination Chamber and Royal Rumble 2025. December will be his last month wrestling. I would definitely like to see WrestleMania, Randy Orton versus John Cena, maybe. Or maybe he gets a 17, he becomes a 17 time, he gets a 17th world title. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, maybe he just has a great year wrestling like Brian Danielson is having at AEW. But we'll see. We'll see. And one of then the main event, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. This match, I liked it. Kind of disliked it. Well, because obviously I was going for Cody Rhodes. It's one of my favorite. He's one of the greatest right now. I don't know of all time. But it's Chaos. Jacob Fatu, one of the guys that debuted 2 weeks ago, I think. He's one of the most impressive guys I've seen from the Bloodline. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm not liking the Solo Sikoa thing. I feel like Jacob Fatu is kind of carrying it, but see, the match is won by Solo Sikoa hitting his finisher on Cody Rhodes. 1, 2, 3. The Bloodline wins. We're definitely gonna see Solo Sikoa versus Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam. I like this. What's it called? This premium live event, but It was kind of, it was good. It was good. Not my favorite, but still good. Let's get on to, well, during that same week, we had AEW Dynamite. Had some banger matches. Pac versus Bryan Danielson. Yeah, so the match started slow, mediocre, like slow pace. Yeah, so Pac was really, he had like the upper hand right before they went to commercial break. Then you see the American Dragon. He was building up adrenaline, like he usually does. Like for like this whole year, he's been doing that for a while. That it's was one of the best TV matches I've seen all week. Both men did submissions in their falls, but yeah, before yeah, the Daniel the Bryan Danielson got the pin, defeats Pac. Well, just grow. Yeah, so later on the show, but MJF told Garcia he would be in his corner for his title match during a backstage interview. Which MJF is, I don't know, still has that heel side. He still has that heel side, man. I take, everything's about it. The springboard that Pac did was so good. I swear, he's kind of being misused in AEW. I feel like if WWE gave him the chance, he could be so good. If he teamed up with Pete Dunne, be one of the best. One of the best. I'd love it. I'm not calling him Butch. Then Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale. It was cool, but well, before Mark Briscoe was in the ring, talk about Forbidden Door and coming up short in the title match, or a TNT title match. I feel like he hurt himself. He missed a bit of the ladder. Yeah, but he did say he would be on Team AEW for Blood and Guts before Jack Perry attacked him with the TNT title. Kyle O'Reilly comes out to make the save, I guess. But Kazuchika Okada hits him with his famous Rainmaker. The Acclaim ran down to send the Elite running down backstage. Yeah, so the next up was Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale in the semifinals of the Owen Hart tournament. And so basically, Nightingale defeated Chris Statlander to be in the finals of the Owen Hart tournament. Yeah, during that, Tony Storm and Mariah May had a funny segment, I guess. Then one of the most, I guess, good parts was Britt Baker returning on, I think to face Mercedes Moné. Yeah, so she basically called out Mercedes Moné for adding Chancer, and entrance music was hilarious. I feel like Britt Baker could probably take the title for Mercedes Moné, definitely. I'm gonna take the title. Samoa Joe, Hook, and Shibata versus Cage of Agony. This is an okay match. Yeah, Joe, Hook, and Shibata had the win. Yeah, they won. I feel like Hook could be so much good in NXT. His contract expires this year. Somewhere in October, I think, somewhere near there. I feel like he'd go to NXT, be something good, like maybe, say, just someone great, like Ethan Page. Yeah, then right after this, Big Bill and Brian Keith attacked attack Joe and Hook and Shibata with chairs. Then Jericho hits he's the FWA title as a weapon. Then it was Jeff Jarrett versus the Wildcard. One of my favorites return. Hangman Adam Page was so good at this. He was amazing. He's great. I love that. But even if he's Jeff Jarrett, then he tells the elite that then he does elite. I'm don't work for you. I'm not gonna be part of you guys' team anymore. Yeah, so they're moving on. I'm pretty sure they're gonna do Hangman versus Swerve 4. Like to see it. I'd very much like to see it. I love all their matches. Their match at Full Gear was amazing. Will Ospreay versus Daniel Garcia. I feel like Daniel Garcia gets too funny each time I see it. Yeah, and the match, Ospreay defeated Garcia. You know. Yeah, so I liked it. AEW was, I guess, it was okay. I think it was good. One of the better episodes than other episodes than we've seen. Okay, so I want to be talking about, this is for sort of FWO fans. One of the best. Okay, so this would be about, this is a 2K company I'm doing. This is run by Matthew Marino and TJ. So this is basically what happened this on Friday. This is FWO Survivor. Detective Ian Wynn, he defeats 19 other people. He defeated The Natural, Jordan Bragg, and Amar, and he defeated Amar to win the whole thing, and he gets a future title shot and the whole thing. So big plus. So, and Jay also returned. He was attacked from it. So also Detective Ian will also be reopening the case on Jay, who attacked him. I think I might know, but we need more clues. So let's get on to the okay, Jason versus Niche, the Emperor, for the Intercontinental title. This was a weird one, but very unexpected. Definitely an upset. Jason defeated Niche. The Emperor, crazy match. It was very, very, very great. Jason did great. Niche, he came up short, but doesn't matter, man. He'll get his chance to win it back. So let's talk about John Penner versus Dijak. It's one of those matches where it didn't really matter, but it was okay. I guess he cared for it, but he's still yet to win the title, or to win a title, but he'll get there. Let's talk about one of the best matches I've ever seen. It's B-Fon Whack versus, I think, was Tyree and his tag partner. I don't really know that much of the tag division, because I don't compete in it. Yeah, so B-Fon Whack win the tag titles. Beefy Isaac hits him with one of the biggest boots I've ever seen. 1, 2, 3. New tag champs, B-Fon Whack. I loved all these matches. One of the best things I've seen. Then we see Zach defend his TV title against Post Malone. Weirdest match. But he defended it. He won the TV title by defeating me. Yeah, so it was great. Great match. Javon wins the level up title, which was not very surprised. It was good. Weird match. Liked it. Weird match. Never thought I'd see Javon win the level up title any day at all. But let's get on to the main event. Chris, Red, Matt defeat the family. And then defeating them means Gio will not get a FTO title shot. Oh, well, for the world title shot in a year. The family's cooked. We all know that. They are cooked. Chris Red, Matt won, which started off great. JP was the one, I think, that got pinned. Nilla still yet to win the title match. Still went to win any match. Gio, I don't care. You're mid as fuck. But let's go to NXT Heat Wave. Okay. I think the match was Femi versus Wesley, one of the best matches I've seen on NXT. Wesley over Femi, going back and forth, and then obviously whatever Femi defeats Wesley by pinfall. Still one of the greatest matches, one of the greatest North American matches of the greatest time. Then Roxanne retains, and it's just, I think, against Lola Vice. No, wait, is that her name? No. Yeah, Lola Vice. I liked this match. It was okay. I liked it, but... But Kalani Jordan defends her Women's North American Championship. She defeated Sol Ruka. Some people were disappointed, especially some of my friends. Kalani Jordan was the best woman on top. Great, great matches. Loved it. Then my highlight of the night was when Ethan Page won the NXT Championship. At the end, I was very surprised because Joe Hendrick, he makes a surprise thing, which I liked. I liked it a lot. Yeah, so he wins because Trick Williams, he hits, well, I think it's Javon, I think that's his name. He hits him with his finisher. Then he hits Ethan Page's finisher. Sean Spears is holding Trick Williams back. Then Ethan Page is on top of Javon Evans. 1, 2, 3, and then it's over. I personally love this moment. Screaming when I was watching yesterday. It was great. One of the best. Now let's get on to something that happened. This happened a while ago. I finished it back in March or April. Invincible Season 3. I feel like Omni-Man and Allen, I don't know if they're going to survive, especially for Allen. I know he just came back, but I feel like he'll die. I feel like he will die trying to save Omni-Man or something, or maybe at the end of the season. But I feel like Mark wants to tell Adam Eve his feelings about, but he just don't know how she will feel. You don't know if she'll feel the other way, but I feel like there's going to be a Viltrumite war coming soon. Somewhere near. Yeah. And the Viltrumite War is gonna fucking slap, dude. I fucking swear, dude. It's gonna be one of the best shit. Omni-Man and Mark teaming up again? Oh, come on. Allen and Mark? Oh, let's go, bro. I'm especially ready for it. But let's get into it, though. Let's talk about something that has been going on. The Boys Season 4 Boys Season 4 opens up with, it's one of my favorite shows right now. The Boys Season 4 is one of the most epic things ever. The show opens up with Homelander in a bathroom. I don't want to say it, but he realizes he's getting old. And he's with Ryan. He goes with Victoria Newman, meets her. He meets her, and Victoria wants to know what Homelander's doing there. And then I think Victoria Newman's daughter and Ryan go somewhere where I think they make ice cream or something. And Butcher meets, he meets Ryan. He basically tells Zoe to piss off. Me and Ryan are gonna talk. Then Homelander arrives. He knows that Butcher's dying, and I guess he's kind of upset. He's not really upset, but he's just gonna talk about, he's just saying, how much months you got left, and just makes fun of him. And then Frenchie and Kimiko are in an apartment looking for something. Zoe realizes, and wow, one of the weirdest powers I've seen. She has like deadly tentacles in her mouth, something like that. Kills the people in there, chops off, or she like destroys Kimiko's arm, which is fucking insane. The Boys is a show that makes me just go, how the fuck is this even allowed? How is this allowed, bro? How is it? So Starlight, she tells Frenchie to jump out, and Kimiko has, Kimiko's arm was too short to grab Starlight's arm. Frenchie just jumps on Starlight in the weirdest way possible, but these couple episodes are weird. Especially episode 2 and episode 3. And then episode... Man, I feel like A-Train is on his redemption arc. The Deep, it looks like he's gonna die, but Black Noir is one of the funniest characters. Love him in it. And episode 5 is where they get Stan Edgar back into the show. And then right in the end... he just comes back and kills him. Victoria Newman destroys the person taking back Stan Edgar to the police, and then she takes Stan Edgar in the end as well. Joe Kessler, the guy that Butcher's been seeing his hallucinations, he brings back, I think, Victoria Newman's husband. I forgot his name. I don't keep up with his names. I'm sorry. But comes back. And then realizes... And then they chop off his leg. And they want him to make more of that soup virus killing that kills them. And episode 6, he tells them that if I make this virus, it will kill all of the soups in the world. Then he realizes it's a bad idea. The Joe Kessler... Then Butcher is Joe Kessler's a hallucination, and he knows he's dying. But I swear, Huey has some of the worst look. He literally gets, I feel so bad for him. I don't want to say on here, but it's so bad. It's literally so awful. It's cool though. It's sick. It's fire though. Okay. What else is there? Oh yeah. I mentioned Huey's mom is in. She's back in here. Huey's dad dies, which is awful. Very awful. I don't know why I'm laughing. Okay, I'll stop, man. It's cool about it. So then, someone episode 6, they're in Technet's house. It's where they have to go in because Huey hasn't talked at all. There's something's happened. And then you realize, yeah, so I think it's Kimiko and Mother's Milk, or Marvin, whatever you guys call him. There, but so is Sister Sage. Which is crazy. Yeah, and back in the Vault Tower, Black Noir and the Deep are just somewhere, man. They're just talking. Black Noir wants to go with Solo, he just wants to leave because he knows it's fucking stupid that he has to be Black Noir. And I like him as Black Noir, but he hasn't really done that much. But let's be honest, just everything is going crazy. I feel like Homelander, oh well, in episode 4, he was a fucking demon. Episode 4, Homelander was a demon. Him laughing. Bro, he's wild. He's crazy. Fucking crazy as shit. Yeah, but episode 6, I think, in my personal opinion, the best episode was episode 4. Let's get back to episode 6. Sister Sage is there. And then the Mother's Milk shoots her in the head, but luckily her brain heals. But it seems the Mother's Milk is having a panic attack. Kimiko asks A-Train to take him to the hospital really quick. So takes him to the hospital, but you can see the kid. He looks at A-Train. Looks at. I know he's gonna die. I don't want him to die. He's one of the best characters, but I know he's gonna die. Like, fuck, you don't want him to die. You just don't, bro. You just don't. It's just crazy, dude. But we know it's gonna happen, so there's no fucking point. There's no point. Can't stop it. Yeah, then Firecracker meets Starla in the house, and she started to say that I feel sorry for sorry, but then Firecracker doesn't believe shit. It's Firecracker, and she hates what she's done to her. Personally, oh yeah, Firecracker in episode 3, she says she slept with a 15-year-old. Can you blame the. Nah, I'm joking, bro. I'm joking. Relax, relax, fam. Relax. I ain't gonna go that crazy, man. But let's be honest, Firecracker gets hit, she gets knocked out, heads up with a syringe in her neck. Then the next day happens. She walks into Homelander's thing, and Homelander asks, "Where have you been?" And she says, "I saw Starlight," and he gets a little mad. Then she unzips her suit, then pulls it out, you know what, and she sprays breast milk on Homelander, and Homelander pull up the next scene. He's just sucking on it, man. So, this sounds weird. I know it sounds weird, but he's just sucking on it, man. Sucking on it, bro. I swear it was one of the weirdest things. Then cut to the next scene. Huey says he's not fine. That's in my predictions. The episode ends with just yeah, just with the hallucinations of Butcher. My opinion. I think everything is gonna just go crazy. Everything's gonna be insane. It's gonna be wild, man. I feel like Huey's not gonna be the next episode. Homelander's definitely gonna start, in my opinion. I think Firecracker's dying. I think A-Train's dying. Victoria Newman, debatable, but yeah, so. Let's talk about Deadpool 3 coming out in a couple. In I think like 2 weeks, and we just think this is one of the movies I'm really excited for because it's Deadpool, man. Deadpool. Deadpool. So, well, we've already seen one surprise, which is Sabretooth. We've seen the giant Ant-Man head, which is fucking hilarious. Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman. It's fucking insane. Hugh Jackman, he's crazy, man. He's crazy. He's wild. He's wild, bro. Hugh Jackman is crazy, so I feel like the rematch against Sabretooth is going to be one of the best things I've seen. I love how Deadpool just takes out all the swords that's in him in the sneak peek. So I'm definitely going to watch Deadpool. If I watch that movie, after I'll make another episode. Yeah, next week should have Jay in it, which will be cool, but I'll definitely have him in it. Don't you worry. So this is the end of the podcast. I'll see you guys later next week. Have a good day. This is Cinemania out.